Today's shiur of MVIME is Siman Shin Aleph, Sifim Lamed Beis through Lamed Vav. This is MVIME for Thursday, January 8th. Ayotze b'mois tzatzurim le'besedino. A person goes out with money that is wrapped up in a sheet that he's wearing. He's going to be chayiv. This is because this is a normal way of carrying money, at least the way they did it back then. Okay? We'll see a common day application right now. Looking sif a current day application of this sif katan kuf yutes chayiv. The reason why you're chayiv when you walk with money wrapped up in your sheet is because the derech hotzahi. This is the way people carry. V'uadin kishiyote lachutz b'mos. Same would apply if someone walked out with money hatsaro lo b'kiso that's enclosed in a wallet hatochu b'bigdo and it's inserted in his clothes. This is derech hotzah, right? So, you know, an example would be if one walks with money in his pocket, while he's walking, that's a normal way of carrying, and he will be chayiv if he carries just a rabbin. However, if he's in a house or in an area where there's no yisra hotzah, it's going to be shari ba'ofan amavur lekame. It's going to be permissible in a way that we'll see coming up. However, look at the Ramah now. Aval b'bayis mutter im tzarachlo. In the house, it's mutter if he needs it. V'afilu einan serurim rak sheheim menukavim. Even if they are not wrapped up, just they are what? They are, they have menukavim, as long as they are withholding them. What does this all mean? So he's saying as follows. Mutter liyos lovish besadin. It's mutter to be wearing it in his sheet. Im tzarachlo la sadin. Okay? If he needs the sudden in the house, he can wear it in his sudden. Yesh omim dahai im tzarechlo. When it says im tzarechlo, you can wear the sheet, means hayo shigari lanicho shalayavo lagozlo. It means he's afraid to leave these coins, okay, because he's afraid to get stolen. Aval mishum tzrichos ha-sudden bi'alma lohutu lohutaltel. However, for the need of the sudden itself, they were not matir him to walk around with it in the house. Again, there's a concern, he might come out of the house with it. So, rak shehem menukavim. What does it mean, they're menukavim? It means that they have to have holes in them. Zehuvim adumim, where these are gold pieces, or matbos kesef, or silver coins, like gold coins or silver coins. Because if you go ahead and you put holes through these gold coins and silver coins, it's not going to be muksa. Why? Because the royal itloso b'tzavar, because this is something that you could hang on your neck, okay? Or b'tzavar bito, on your daughter's neck, like a necklace. As jewelry, as a necklace. So these are not coins that are for money. These are things that can be hung on a person as jewelry. The Gros says this is also referring to the beginning, the Shulchan Aruch. Daniel Bitzrim Besadina, where it is wrapped up in his sadin. Also, Boigam Kain Menukavim. It also requires Menukavim when he's walking outside. When he's walking outside, and he's going to be chayiv if he has it ripped, and if he has it wrapped up in his sheet. This is also talking about menukavim. But time out, the Eloheya menukavim, because if it was not menukav, haya asol tatl gam asad, it would be asa to wear also the sudden outside. Nasa basis lamos, because it would have become a basis, a dabra asa to the money, shitzara basocho, that you wrapped up in it, me'er Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos. So obviously he's saying this whole sif is talking about where the coins are not regular coins to buy stuff, but rather coins that have holes in them that could be hung on a necklace, and outside it is usher to walk with them derech levisha, wrapped up in a sheet or in a pocket. Inside, if you need to wear it, you can wear it. If you don't need to wear it, obviously you should not wear it. And that's sif. Sif lamed gimel. Also, it says b'shabbos b'mos or b'kesef v'zahav hatfurim b'bigdo. So now we're talking with regular money, and it's also to go out with money, or silver, or gold, if it is sewn into your clothes. And now he goes on, the Ramah says, V'yesh matirim. There are those, however, that permit it, if it's b'makom seida, if it's a scenario where you might lose your, you're worried that money's going to get lost, or stolen, or something. Sheyare, sheyigzalu v'menu. The case is where you're afraid it's going to get stolen. If you leave it in your house, if you leave it in your house and you leave it there, you're afraid it's going to get stolen. And therefore, you have to have it in your clothes. And therefore, the minag is to be mekel in tzarech laseis if you have to leave. Aval im yuchal liyos yoshe babayis. However, if you could stay in your house with it in your clothes, v'lo laseis lo yotzei, you shouldn't leave. V'makam she'ein tzarech lo v'yuchal anicha babayis, in a case where you don't even need to have it in your clothes, okay, and you can leave it in your house, the money yesh lahachmir. You should leave it in your house, not even in your clothes. Kufchav beis asa laseis. The reason why you're not allowed to leave with the money sewn into your clothes is because below butli legabe beged, it's not considered batel. It's not considered totally batel to the beged. It's not considered insignificant in the beged. Kemo shar dava tafra b'docha beged, like other things that are sewn to a beged, like a pocket. Mishum dechashuv and below butli, because these things are chashuv and they're not batel to the beged. They're money, silver, gold. It's batel. Only things that are insignificant become batel, right, to the beged. But this is something that's significant, and therefore it's not batel, and it stays separate from the beged, and therefore it would be carrying. Still, you're not going to be chayiv in a Torah for carrying it in your clothes if it's sewn in, like when it's wrapped up in your sheet. Rather, it's just going to be an iser. The reason why it's only an iser derabbanan and not Chayiv in HaTorah is because this is not Derech Hotzah. It's not Derech Hotzah if someone goes ahead and walks with money sewn into his clothes. So therefore you're not going to be Chayiv in HaTorah, but it's still going to be Asim in HaRabbanim. Kuf Kaf Chav Gimel B'mkayim Pseida. So there are those that are matir, okay, to walk out with it sewn in your clothes if there's a situation of Pseida where you're afraid it's going to get stolen. Hainu, when can you walk out? B'tfurim B'toch B'gdom Erev Shabbos. You can walk out with it if it was sewn into your clothes before Shabbos, right? These matirin allow it only if you sewed it into your clothes before Shabbos, right? In a case where you're afraid it's going to get stolen, you can walk out with it sewn into your clothes before Shabbos. But time on the kevin the let's bayel isid rabbanon, and the reason why you're allowed to walk out with it if it was sewn into your clothes before Shabbos, again, if it was sewn, you can't sew it on Shabbos because that's a melacha d'oraisa. But if it was sewn in before Shabbos, the reason why it's okay is, according to this opinion in the Ramah, the less be'el yisid rabbanon. It's only in yisid rabbanon, as we said before, mishum delav derech hotzai. Because as we said, the chanon malal, like we said before, that this is not an yisid araisa because this is not the normal way of carrying things. The kosher game is manazam. For sure, nowadays, there are bei poskim less than rishus arabim daraisa. Many poskim hold there's no rishus arabim daraisa at all today. Therefore, hikilu b'makom pseida. Therefore, they will make in a case where pseida, you're afraid you're going to lose the money. Why? You're afraid your money's going to get stolen. Why? Why would they make in a case where a person's afraid his money's going to get stolen? The adam ba'ol amamono. A person like is very worried and worked up about his money. If we don't allow him and we matir him to walk out with money sewn into his clothes, yavo la'avor al isatora. He might chas v'shalom come over in isatora. The yavo lachbor b'karka. He might come to dig a hole in the ground on Shabbos, which is melacha d'araisa lahatmin, and hide it. V'chiyai gavne. He knows he might come to do isurei d'araisa. Because of Achronim, and Achronim wrote, "Do adim lo tfar mi'od yom." Achronim say this, the same would be if you didn't sew it into your clothes, okay, before Shabbos. So what would you do? Yuchal otziyam b'Shabbos ayde shinui. You'd be able to take it out outside ayde shinui with a shinui. Achashiye shaloka derech hotzah. Once it's you're carrying it outside with a shinui, and it's not considered derech hotzah, okay? Ayde shinui acher. You could do a different shinui. Then it would be considered not derech hotzah, I guess maybe carried in your ear or something like that. I'll give examples right now. You can put your money between your clothes and your body, or in your shoe. I was thinking maybe in your sock. But still, it's better to sew it into your clothes from before Shabbos. But obviously, if it's Shabbos and you're afraid the money's going to get stolen, so he's saying you could be mekel, okay, to actually do a shinui and walk outside with a shinui, so therefore it's not derech hotzah, and it would be the same kula, okay, that since adam ba'ol mamono, we let you be over derabbanan of carrying this so that you would not come to, okay, chas v'shalom do an iser d'oraisa. Kufchav dalid, Mr. Bruch, kufchav dalid, im sarach latzeis. He said that you could be mekel and go out with the money sewn into your clothes, or with the shinui, as we said, if you mamash have to go out with it, because you're worried that if you stay in the house kol hayom all day with it, yargishu bo, people will realize, you know, the I guess the robbers will realize Shu Shomer Ma'osav. He'll realize, the robbers will realize, hey, this guy's in his money, he's watching his money in his house, or his property in his house the whole time. We have all the goes, they'll come and they'll steal from him. So therefore, he has to be normal and walk out and walk in. And therefore, once he's walking out, he doesn't want to leave it around. So they will matir him to go out with it in, sewn up into his clothes. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Hei, Lo Yetze. How, if you could stay, however, in your house, you should not go out. Hainu Chutz La'erev, you should not go outside the Erev. Kishu Lovish Babega, when you're wearing it in your clothes. Kuf Chaf Vav, Yesh Lahachmir. What's this going on? It's saying, if you could not even wear it in your clothes in the house, okay, it's better just to leave the money in the house without not even being in your clothes on you. Shalo Lulvosh HaBeged, Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Vav. Okay, you shouldn't even wear the beged at all. The Chayshin and Shema Yetzeh book, because we're afraid that maybe even if you wear it in the house, you might come out of the house with it. And therefore it's better, if you can, not to even have to wear it at all. But again, so the levels are as follows. If you don't have to wear it at all, better not to wear it at all. If you have to wear it, okay, to protect it from getting stolen in your clothes, so if you could stay in the house the whole time, obviously that's better than going out into Rishus HaRabit. Well, you could stay within an Erev, that's better. However, if you can't, because it's totally necessary for you to go out into the Rishus HaRabim, then you could be makel there as well. Obviously, these are, you know, not necessarily everyday situations, but I guess if you live in Harlem, you might have this issue. Lamed Dalid, Yotze Adam Besudar Hamakupal Al Kseifo. A person, okay, is allowed to leave into Rishus HaRabim, go out into Rishus HaRabim with a scarf that is folded over Al Kseifo on his shoulders, af al pi she'ein nima, even though that it is not, okay, there is no thread, kruchalo al etzbo, that is wrapped around his finger. What this means is, look at the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Zayin, hamakupal al Kseifo, he has this scarf that is folded over his shoulders. Even though we said that with a talis, with a cloak, it's usher if it's folded over your shoulders. Like we said in Sif Chavtes. Besudar, shari, with a sudar, a scarf, it's going to be okay. Because a scarf, it's a derech levisha, to go out like this in the chol, the kapal al kos, al tzavav, to fold it over your shoulders. And this is all where, in Mekomos, Shaderech Eid Anashim Alech Ken Lepamim, this is all talking about where it would be the derech for people to go out like this, wear these types of clothes, derech levisha. So you can wear a scarf like this that's folded over your shoulders. Afal pi she'ein nima, even though there's no thread wrapped around your finger. We're in Kuf Chav Ches Mishnah Berurah. Te'ike l'man da'amah b'gemara, because there's an opinion in the Gemara, deba'inan, dafka she'ein nima yotze me'asudar. There's an opinion in the Gemara that says, dafka, you need to have a thread coming out of the scarf, ukruchalatzbo, and wrapped on your finger, lachziko, to be able to hold it, shalo yipol mikseif, so it doesn't fall from your shoulder. We do not hold that way, that's why he says, you do not have to have a thread wrapped around your finger. Let's move weiter now in the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch, we're in the middle of Sif Lamed Dalet. Then, ein ha-sudar chof ve'rosho ve'rugo, if the sudar, if the scarf does not cover, or cannot cover over your head and the majority of your body, then aser latzeisbo, you will not be allowed to go out with it. El imkein kashar shnei roshav, unless you go ahead and you tie it, both ends of this thin scarf, okay, around your body, under your shoulders, okay, and you tie them together, zeim zeh. So we'll see why that would be okay, and what's the problem if it's not chop roshav rubo. So look at Sif Cotton, Kuf Chaf Tes, Vim Eina Sudar. If the Sudar does not cover his head and his majority of his body, Vayin Shu Katsar, it's thin. Vim Bo Shir Kedei Lechapos Rosh Ovarubo. It doesn't have the shear, the amount, the size of this scarf that will cover your head and the majority of your body. Lechain Tzarev Lechshor Shnei Rosh, therefore you'd have to tie both ends, Lamata Mikseifim, under your shoulders. Avikimo Avne, it'll be there for like a belt that's totally covering you and holding on to you. Vishari Afal Pi Shek Tzara. And therefore be mutter even if it is, okay, thin. Aval, im yesh bahasidur hasudur, shir kedei lechapos rosh ovarubo. If the scarf has the size that it can cover the head and the majority of the body, az afim mekapel al kseifa, then even if it's folded onto the on top of the shoulders, it's going to be permissible. Like we said in the beginning of Sif, because this is considered a malbush, and people wear it this way. Check out the beralacha. And the truth is, the lachla ma'isa, you could probably even wear it bisman hazeh, even a scarf. It does not cover the majority of the head and the body. You could probably wear it around your neck because that is derech levisha. People wear scarves around their neck for the cold. It's derech levisha. Let's now move weiter. Sif lamed hay. Levadim hakashim aser laviam, felt, hard felt. It's aser to bring them b'shus haram, b'shus harabim, over carmelis, or even into a derabbanan dika b'shus harabim, carmelis, where the carrying is only aser derabbanan. K'shehu mutaf behem, if you are wrapped in these hard felt cloth, okay, talus, that's not, okay, normal derech levisha, so it would be usher to go ahead and walk out with that. If einem kashim harbe, if they're not heartfelt, then it's mutter, then it would be like regular beged that you are wrapping around you. Like we said before, a talus, if it's wrapped around your body, that's considered okay, derech levisha. Let's now see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. Lamed hei levadim hakashim, heartfelt, she'ein derech malbush, not the derech malbush to wear melvadim hakashim from heartfelt, and therefore it's like a masoi va'aser. Rambam, even if they are thin felt, aser, it's considered aser to go out with them. Kevin shukasha, once it's hard felt, even if it's thin felt, even if it's not thick felt, it would be aser because it's not beged material, not derech malbush. Okay, kuf lamed aleph, and then Mr. Brura mutter. If they are not hard, you would be allowed laviyam derech ituf. You'd have to bring them out wrapped up. Afilu b'shus harabim, b'shus harabim. Umashma b'rambam the dafkim heim gam dakim kemo abegadim. It's mashma the Rambam that it's only going to be if these are also thin like begadim. So it has to be where it's thin and not thick. Sorry, thin and not hard. Has to be thin, soft felt. Okay, what's coming out of this sif is the following yisod, that a person, okay, if it's wearing an actual real clothing, it doesn't really make a difference what material. It could be out of metal if it's something with arms and legs and it goes around the body. It's mamish derech levisha. Okay, here we're talking about where you use a sheet or a cloth. Okay, so and then you wrap yourself in it to take it somewhere. So that's okay if you're dealing with the type of material that it is normal to wear, okay, as clothing. Then if you wrap your body in it, okay, that would be okay. But if you wrap your body in items that are not, okay, clothing-like material, and it's not an actual, you know, clothing entity, then it would be us to go out with it. And that's why these things like hard felt would be a problem to go out with it, even if it's wrapped around with you like you'd wrap around yourself with like you wrap yourself around with a talus. Lamed vav. Finally, mutter latzeis b'shabbes b'shnei malbushim ze al gavze. It is mutter for a person to go out on Shabbos with two pieces of clothing, one on top of the other. Bein letzarko, bein letzar chavera. Whether you're wearing it for yourself or whether you're wearing it outside to bring it to a friend, it's okay. Bein sheim shnei chalukim, whether it's two undergarments, bein shu shnei sarbalim, whether it's two overgarments, coats, perish sarbal, kasusa elyon, the outer coat. It's okay. Bein sheim shnei chagoros, if it's two belt zu al gabzu, v'afilu ein malbush mafzik b'neim, even if there's no clothes that is separating between the two belts. So the Shulchan Aruch basically allows anything that's, okay, clothes, that you wear as clothes, you can have one on top of the other, even if it's two belts. However, the Ramah says, v'yesh ovim osim shtei chagoros, there are those that aser two belts, one on top of the other, zeh al zeh, el im kein malbush mafzik b'neim, unless there's clothes that's separating between the two belts. Let's see what has to be said on this in the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf lamed beis, bein letzara chavero. So he says here, okay, even if you're carrying it out, I mean, even if you're wearing it out so to bring it to a friend, it's going to be okay. Afal gav she'ein lo shum hanah b'zeh, even though you personally do not get any hanah out of this because you do not need it as an extra pair of clothes to keep you warm. Afilu achilu let mechsei kamasoi, it doesn't look like a masoi. Kevin de derech malbushu, because you're wearing it as one would wear malbush, and therefore there's no problem even if you're doubling it up on you. You're wearing two clothes, okay, so it's not a problem. It's the normal way to wear clothes. Even if you don't need it as clothes right now, the yesh osrim shtei chagoros, and there are those that aser two belts. What's the pshat? Lo dami l'shneim malbushim. You can't compare it. The Ramah, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, says you can't compare it to two malbushim, to two clothes. Why? Shederech adam l'losho salim ibnei akor, because by two clothes, it's still the derech of people to wear it. Okay, when it's cold. So therefore, it's a normal type of thing. So even if you're wearing it to bring it to someone, it's a normal levisha when you wear a coat on top of a coat, a shirt on top of a shirt. Aval shtei chagoros ma no yesh. There's no ana ever when you have one belt over another belt. Ain derech lachgor, and therefore it's not the derech to go ahead and wrap another belt on top of a belt. Umasayu, and it's a masoy. Umashka. Mashma by poskim the kuli alma in yisuro element rabbana. It's mashma from the poskim that even according to this opinion in Ramah that you can't have two belts one top of the other. It's only yisuro rabbana. Kevin shalkol panim derech levishu. It's still the way people wear belts. And the asa mishum demesei kamasoi. It's asa because it looks like a masoi because there's no real purpose in it ever. The kol shekein lachgor patzelka. And for sure it's going to be a problem to go ahead and tie a kerchief on top of the chagor, on top of the belt. Because it's not the derech to go ahead and gird yourself like this. The aser, it's going to be aser. The chayadim cuts up the bezeh. Afilu de arishon aser. The chayadim says even the first opinion will hold that it's aser to go ahead and to put a kerchief as like a belt around on top of a belt. The kevin she'ain derech lachkor bezeh b'chol. Since this person doesn't normally go ahead and wrap himself with a belt, okay, using a kerchief as a belt, right? It's obvious that he's using this kerchief. Okay, as a belt, purely for the reason of being able to carry it. So mutkar l'kosher maran lotzi. It's clear to everyone that he's doing shtick in order to be able to be motzi the kerchief. So if he was actually using the kerchief as one belt to hold his pants together, then it's okay. But here it's just a stam shtick. It's totally unnecessary, and it's just okay. Vafilu b'karmelus aser, and it's going to be aser even the karmelus to do this. Uvatav. Taz sif katan yudalad nasan eitzah. He gave an eitzah if you want to take out a kerchief. Sheicha berosh ha-patzilka berosh ha-chagor. You take the top of this kerchief, okay, and you tie it, okay, to the edge of the belt ba'aniva with a bow. Taz yanira kechagura aruka. Then it becomes apparent as one long belt. V'yachkor gam ba-patzilka, and you should therefore also gird yourself then with the actual kerchief, lufiyam avur lakame yachol lachgor es apatzilka, and as we're going to see coming up, you could actually, okay, gird yourself with the kerchief ayide hefsek malbush. You would be able to go ahead and, you know, use a regular belt and this kerchief as a belt if there is a separation of clothing in between one belt and the other belt, meaning it's not one right on top of the other. Because if the chagora is higher, okay, then you can put it on your pants. I will also look sure as hamitpachas savir haregel, but for sure it's going to be also to tie this kerchief around your leg. Shein derech malbush klal. This is not a derech malbush at all. El yase kenisker lael. Do it like we said before. Or yichroch osasav vatzavar. Either wear it as a scarf around your neck. V'derech malbush is malbush. Okay, ze al ze. So this opinion holds that it's usher to two belts, one on top of the other. In the places where kuflamadal zelze veheichashenoagin lachgor untergartel ibergartel, in the place where it's a minhag is to wear an outer belt over an inner belt. Okay, dahino tachton is where what, where the bottom one is not a nice looking one. Vasheni na, and the outer one is there for appearance. The osin kain shuto vachgor. They do this because it's good to be able to use the inner belt that's ugly, because it's better to gird yourself with that. Al arisho more than the nice one. O asher sheni who cuts it. Or the nicer one is just too small to wrap around the whole body. So therefore, showing that it's okay. In other words, it's okay to put another belt on top of the lower belt in order to have a pretty one, a nice one on top of it, because that would be derech levisha. The chay mechay adam mitzadei de'in lim chos b'zeh, and the chay adam said that one should not go ahead and have any macha hak anyone if he's going to go ahead and do this. Kasva achronim, the mashanogos ksas noshim lachkor b'chagor. The achronim said that the minag for certain women to put on a belt, v'od chogrim b'chagor ala beged harachav l'mata, and then they put another belt on to hold the wide beged that's under it. This way it pulls up the wide beged from the ground. The osin kain, they do this shavali yislach like habeged, not to dirty up the beged be'eshiyesh titva refesh with his mud on the floor. Gam kain shari kain, which is aruch lukav. This is also permissible because they need to do this. Kuf lamed hei, v'chein roi linog, and this is the minog that not to go ahead and put a belt over another belt. And he says, yeah, Alkein Shlaf Mantel, therefore a sleeping robe, Shetofer Boim, and it has a belt sewn to it. Im Rotze Lachkor Chagura Al Shlaf Mantel, if you want to put a belt over this sleeping robe, Yatir Hemyan El HaTofer Bo, you have to loosen up. Untie the belt that's sewn to the robe. When we come back on loaving masoy, and even if it's untied, it's not going to be considered carrying the batel hula beged achare shetavabor, because it's considered batel to the beged since it's sewn to it and it's part of the beged. You can lay albasif chav gimel, like we said, chav gimel masha enkin and mechiach kor b'shneim. However, if you tie with both, namely you tie with the tie on the robe and you tie it. And then you put a belt around that, hachagora, the outer belt is going to be considered a masoi, because you already tied your sleeping robe with the tie that's on the robe itself. Let's go now to the Ramah. Umutu levosh shnei kovaim zeh al zeh, and it's mutter to wear two hats, one on top of the other, v'chein shnei ampilos, and also two pairs of socks. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, kuf lamed vav, shnei kovaim, shekein darko b'chol, asum kova gadol, agabe kova katzen. Because the derech during the week is to have a bigger hat over a smaller hat, and therefore you can wear one hat over the other hat. Kuf lamed zayim, v'chein shnei ampilos, al kol regal, you could have socks on both feet, ta'avik shnei sar bolam, because it's like having two garments, over garments, two coats, one on top of the other.